Hello everyone, this is Pastor Philip Beatty from Hartford City Church, joining in on another podcast here. I know it's been a while. I apologize to my 5 or 6 followers, but we wanted to continue today with our series Conversations with Connie, Convos with Connie. And Connie's been sending me some really interesting questions, challenging questions, but really good questions for us to think about as we try to follow Jesus Christ and really understand what this whole thing means. Because there's a lot of things that we just kind of take for granted, things that maybe have been taught to us or things we think we know. But when we really stop and think about it, it raises some questions, and we're not sure exactly what the right answer is. And that's kind of funny to say that, because sometimes there isn't one right answer. But there certainly is a direction that God wants us to head. So in these convos with Connie, we're trying to figure out what direction it is that God wants us to point our life into. And so today's question comes in the form of wondering about if someone can be rich and still be a Christian. Connie asks, is it wrong to save money, to try to earn money, even if you give money to help others and use it wisely? Does being rich in and of itself carry some kind of curse upon it so that one cannot be rich and be a Christian? Well, the simple answer to that question, can you be rich and be a Christian, is of course yes. But it is very, very hard. So again, I would say that yes, you can be rich and you can be a Christian, but it is hard to be rich and to be a Christian. I think Connie was thinking about a sermon I did a few weeks ago on some of the Beatitudes, the blessings and the woes from Luke chapter 6. And I was talking about the verse where Jesus says, "But woe to you who are rich, you've already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry." And again, saying woe to somebody is not saying necessarily that you are condemned and there's no hope, but it is a strong warning. And I think that those who are rich in things of this world need to be careful and need to heed the call of God's warning that sometimes those riches, sometimes that money, sometimes that wealth can consume us, and it can get in the way of us being true followers of Jesus Christ and being true disciples of Jesus Christ. For Jesus came to teach us that there are things in this world that are more important than the material possessions we seek. Things that are more important than money, more important than wealth, more important than financial security. And of course, we know many people whose lives are consumed by chasing after all of these things, and it becomes very, very unhealthy. But that doesn't mean that you should just think you have to be poor to be a Christian. Certainly, there are plenty of people I've known who've been able to earn money, and then that money is then used to help do lots of good things all around the world. They give to churches, they give to ministries, they give to nonprofits, they give to organizations. They probably buy lots of things, and their stuff they give away. They're generous to other people. And I think that that is a godly trait, being generous. So in a way, Connie, you can't be generous if you don't have anything to be generous with. So certainly it's not the items or the money, the things in and of themselves that is wrong. And simply possessing them is not wrong. But God's primary concern has been and always will be, where is our heart? And what kind of attitudes do we carry in our mind and in our heart when it comes to these things? The Bible also cautions us in this area in 1 Timothy chapter 6, where the Apostle Paul is writing to his young friend and the person he's mentoring named Timothy. And he says, listen, you need to be careful. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Notice Paul says that money can get us into trouble, and we need to be careful. He says some people, if they're eager for money, have wandered from the faith. I think the real issue is their greed in our heart. Do we just simply want more and more things so that we can somehow feel better about ourselves or better about our lives? Another issue might be fear. Maybe people are living with an unhealthy fear of not having enough or not having provision, not trusting in God's provision. God is the one who provides us with everything we need for life. Food, clothes, love, security, consolation. All of those things come from God. And I would really caution people who seek those things through the accumulation of wealth or just having more money in the bank or having more cars in the garage or having more so-called financial security when they don't put their security and their trust and their faith in God. So the best advice I feel that the Bible gives overall is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, a few verses later, starting in verse 17. And I'd like to read that for you here on this podcast. Paul tells Timothy, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, be rich in good deeds, and to be generous, and to be willing to share. In this way they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." Connie, the best thing I can tell you is what Paul says right here, that people who are rich, who have wealth, and that includes a lot of people, especially those of us who live here in America, not to be arrogant. It's pretty simple. Let us remain humble. Don't put our hope in wealth. Again, put our hope in God alone, because God provides everything for us, and we should acknowledge that all good gifts come from our Father in heaven. We are commanded to do good, to be generous, to be willing to share. And that's really the key right there. If someone is eager to do good things, if someone is as generous as they can possibly be and they overwhelm us with their generosity, if someone is willing to share whatever they have, that's the attitude God wants. And you can have those attitudes whether you're rich or you're poor or somewhere in between. But God wants our hearts to be in the right place. And so when it comes to money, we must understand that our heart must be given 100% to God. And then we'll be able to deal with all of the situations and things in life that come our way. So just remember, when it comes to wealth, be more concerned about laying up for yourself treasures in heaven so that you may take hold of life that is truly life. May God bless you all today, and may God encourage us all to be more and more generous with everything that He has given to us, and always be willing to share, especially with those who are in need. This has been Pastor Phil Beatty. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Keep coming back, and we'll try to update this as often as we can. Please join us if you're ever in Hartford, Connecticut, at 10:30 a.m., the Learning Corridor, 15 Vernon Street in Hartford, Connecticut, where we love all, serve all, and welcome all. God bless each and every one of you.